today on the school report is Garaway 7 to 12 principal Tom Haas. Mr. Haas, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
So it is coming toward the end of the year and lots of things going on, lots of special recognitions. One in particular is the honor roll breakfast. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this year we're going to start doing a honor roll breakfast for all of our students 7 through 12 that have an AB average through the first three quarters and their midterm. We just want to recognize all of their hard work that they've given because it's not a small accomplishment, and thankfully we do have a good amount of kids that will be able to participate in that. And this happens in large part because of our academic boosters and our Pirate Fleet parent-teacher organization that was able to reach out and get some donations from East Maine of the sausage gravy and Dutch Valley for the biscuits. So I really want to thank all those that are involved and just promoting this academic positive event.
Absolutely. And as we work our way toward the end of the year, one of the other exciting things that happens at Garaway is the Appalachian Trail Hike. Talk a little bit about how that is underway for this year.
Yeah, that is a fantastic opportunity that's offered for our upperclassmen each year. And I'm so grateful that we have that because it's not just about the academics in the classroom. It's also about getting out and exploring some of the world. So our adult volunteers that go to help with these hikes, they do multiple practice hikes with the students leading up to it, making sure they have endurance and supplies that are needed to be successful. And then this year they're going to Virginia, that part of the trail, and they're going to hike 36 miles over 4 days.
Wow. I imagine there would be a lot of conditioning that goes into that because hiking is not very easy sometimes.
No, but you should see some of the beautiful pictures they come back with every year.
I bet. And then one of the things that is new this year for Garaway, especially well for the entire state, and that started in January, and that is the communication device policy. Once again, touch a little bit about what that is and how that is working out so far for Garaway.
I'm thankful for the community that we have and our students that we have. Cell phones were never too crazy, but you don't always see how much they're actually affecting the students. And so specifically what we've seen in the building since we've removed cell phones and smartwatches is the amount of volume that students increase during lunch because they're no longer just playing games on their phone or checking social media accounts. They're playing card games and having conversation with their peers. I think it's been really fun for them, and I'm starting to hear some positive from the students as well, not just constantly worried about who's the next person they need to message or check out, but they're thinking about engaging, actually verbally engaging with their peers and being a little more focused within the classroom as well.
That leads me into my next question. You mentioned the social engagement has increased. What about, are you seeing results in the classroom as a result of the policy?
Yeah, the amount of times that students need to go out to the bathroom has dropped because, and part of that could for sure be no more cell phones in their pockets, because when you feel that vibrate on you, it sends off a message to your brain that you need to see what it was about. And so it is a distraction, and the classroom teachers have seen a little more engagement within the classroom, but I think they're also thrilled to not have the extra stress of, is that student on their phone or are they on their phone? They just get to go out there and teach, which is great.
Awesome. Any last things that you want to touch on before we wrap up today?
No, just other than I'm praying for better weather moving forward. Let's get into some spring.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Haas, thank you so much for spending some time with us today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Michael.
That's been Tom Haas, the principal of the Garaway 7-12 building, and this has been the School Report on WKLN.